I get up. It's lighter. Well, here they are, my last two homeschoolers. We kicked off a new high tide season this morning, lightly. It struck me recently that while poetry has been a staple of our lesson times since forever, I hadn't introduced much contemporary poetry to these two, which is odd because I read so much of it myself, at least one poem a day, often many more than that. This revelation made my 2023 fresh start plans easy. I have loads of lovely and arresting poems I want to share with Huck and Rilla. We'll keep reading our old favorites, of course, but I plan to dip frequently into the two gorgeous collections edited by James Cruz, How to Love the World and The Path to Kindness, as well as Poetry Unbound, Poetry 180, and all the slender, marked-up books on my shelves. I say slender because ages ago, I learned a big lesson about myself. I do not like reading poems in big, fat, collected poems volumes. I want a slim, portable book. I seldom go for a best of. Today, I knew exactly what I wanted to reach for. Olav H. Hauge's beautiful book, The Dream We Carry. We read one poem a day. And I was delighted by how much Rilla loved it and saw in it. Huck was reserved at first, but warmed to the poem as we discussed it. One Poem a Day by Olav H. Hauge, translated by Robert Hayden. I'll write one poem a day, every day. That should be easy enough. Browning did it for a while, though he rhymed and beat time with his bushy eyebrows. So, one poem a day. Something strikes you. Something occurs. Something catches your eye. I get up. It's lighter. Have good intentions. And see the bullfinch rise from the cherry tree, stealing buds. That last image always goes straight to my core. The way he, after mapping out a simple spare plan for himself, does just what he has resolved to do, capturing some small, striking observed moment in a few lines. Lines that represent exactly what the poet does. Like the bullfinch, he rises up, carrying something small, simple, full of promise. The bud of an image that will unfurl into a poem. Oh, I love him. Something especially fun about the way our lessons have worked these past few years is that Scott is present for them. He's got his coffee and his computer, but he listens to the read-alouds, of which, despite the kids' ages, there are many because we all like learning that way. And he chimes into the discussions. And when I want to show the kids a picture of a bullfinch, he's already got one pulled up on his screen. We also began our next Moomin's book, Tales from Moomin Valley, and watched a couple of scenes from Taming of the Shrew just for the fun of seeing John Cleese as Petruchio. A mellow beginning, and then lunch. This post appears on Here in the Bonnie Glen, the blog of me, Melissa Wiley, at melissawiley.com/blog. It was published on January 9th, 2023.